All right, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Rants, Rock, and Reggae. I am Natasha Devine, your host. So I saw a video playing on Twitter. It made me kind of think that people, normie people, are just starting to wake up a little bit, but it's still kind of a limited viewpoint,
Oddly, the people who are most woke and who use the term privileged in that pejorative sense, which means you have to shut the fuck up, they are overwhelmingly white, affluent, and well-educated. In other words, they are the privileged, right? It's the privileged who are telling other white people, shut the fuck up. And the irony of this self-selected elite is that they're getting down on everyone else for privileged, but what they really want is more privilege for themselves. It is a kind of greed, because on top of having all the money and the great education and all the status, that's not enough for them. They have to have the high ground.
Okay, so we're finally starting to hear some of the more, normie people, or at least normal looking people, admit that most of the virtue signaling, social justice stuff does come from people who are in a pretty well off position of privilege. But they're not just telling other white people to shut up. At this point, it's anybody who doesn't agree with the narrative, anybody who doesn't fit in to certain political interpretation of reality. And eventually, more people will realize that they're not just, telling white people who are not as privileged as them. They're also telling, people of all different races, if you're not accepting the gender ideology, you're a white nationalist. They call black people white nationalists, over, simple, just traditional viewpoint. Meanwhile, you have somebody like DeSantis claiming he's the king of anti-woke, against these people who are the social justice warriors, but it's all a gaslight. For example, have a look at this little clip. The sound was horrible on it, so I'll just explain. Essentially, a black veteran accused him of contributing to the Jacksonville shooting. And the reasoning is stupid. The reasoning is very stupid. The reason why he says that this guy contributed, that DeSantis supposedly contributed and put made the laws which allowed this is because of gun laws. And then DeSantis goes into something. Oh, he was Baker acting. He should have actually not been eligible to get a gun. We don't know what happened, but don't accuse me. And it's this big fucking news story or whatever, but it's all a gaslight because DeSantis does enable neo-Nazis and racists, but not through gun laws. Okay, the way he does it is through, support for Ukraine and letting neo-Nazis have huge amounts of leeway and cut them tons of slack when they get arrested in his state, even though if they're members of terrorist organizations, they can walk away. And let's not forget this. That is the campaign manager for DeSantis, with her face just pressed firmly against the lips of Zelensky as he supposedly wins the election to become president of Ukraine, as he just previously played on television, to be the fake king, the token Jew for these.
Відтворити нову могутню державу. Слава нації!
Слава!
I really don't think that it's gun laws that are making Floridians more susceptible to attacks by neo-Nazis. I think it's the fact that this guy's connected with the biggest fucking neo-Nazi operation in the world right now. Might have a little fucking something to do with it. Come on, people. And of course, the Uniparty, gaslight, weapons of mass distraction, sends some black dude in his veteran cap to accuse DeSantis of being the bad guy because of gun laws. So now we've just totally conflated the issue about the neo-Nazis and all that stuff, all of the history and the searches about DeSantis and racism and Nazi, anything is going to be all this guy accusing him of facilitating the shooting in Jacksonville through gun laws. Wow. Thanks. Thanks. Anyway, meanwhile, in the other part of the East Coast, the northern part, it looks like the sanctuary is full in New York City. The mayor there, you know, who was the top guy standing with the immigrants, and we're going to, you know, the immigrants, the migrants are going to make this place stronger, and we'll support them and do everything we can for them, has recently changed.
110,000 migrants. We have to feed, clothe, house, educate the children, wash their laundry sheets, give them everything they need, health care. And this team here, we stated, let's do everything possible before we have to push it out into neighborhoods and communities. Month after month, I stood up and I said, this is going to come to a neighborhood near you. Well, we're here. We're here. We're getting no support on this national crisis, and we're receiving no support. And let me tell you something, New Yorkers. Never in my life have I had a problem that I did not see an ending to. I don't see an ending to this. I don't see an ending to this. This issue will destroy New York City. Destroy New York City. We're getting 10,000 1,000 migrants a month. One time we were just in Venezuela. Now we're in Ecuador. Now we're getting Russian speaking coming through Mexico. Now we're getting Western Africa. Now we're getting people from all over the globe have made their minds up that they're going to come through the southern part of the border and come into New York City. And everyone is saying it's New York's problem. Every community in this city is going to be impacted. We got a $12 billion deficit that we're going to have to cut. Every service in this city is going to be impacted. So as you ask me a question about migrants, tell me what role you played. How many of you organized to stop what they're doing to us? How many of you were part of the movement to say, we're seeing what this mayor is trying to do and they're destroying New York City? It's going to come to your neighborhoods. All of us are going to be impacted by this. I said it last year when we had 15,000, and I'm telling you now with 110,000, the city we knew, we're about to lose.
And the result, OMG. I can't believe, you know, where's that guy with the chart? The ratio of fuck around to find out. I think he's way up in that chart right now. He really fucked around. He really, wanted it to be the biggest sanctuary and do everything for all these migrants that came there. And so, first of all, of course, a lot of them want to come there because this guy went on the TV talking about how basically he's going to fucking wipe their asses every morning, you know. And he's like, go to New York City, everybody go in there, the mayor love us, you know. And then they get there and he's like,
what did I get myself into?
Oh, and it's almost like comedic episode of an old time show, you know. Oh shucks, he got himself into it again, you know. It's like, what was he really expecting? The border literally has huge holes where people just walk the fuck through. How is that not gonna fill up with people, especially when you have politicians in this country welcoming them, acting like we have the resources and somewhere. Oh, we'll send them to this other place. All this juggling and shifting, you're forgetting we're all still the same fucking country, all right? This is all just a shifting of where the federal funds have gone and which ones have been used up and which one haven't. In the end, none of these places really had any fucking facilities for people from outside of this country because they do not have the resources to support people inside this country, and they're just creating antipathy between the two groups towards the migrants. And now you have liberals screaming against there's too many migrants, and they're the ones who try to act like it was inhuman to have strict immigration policy, but yet now they completely dehumanize the people just into numbers. You know, this 10,000, 15,000, 100,000, 10 million migrants, you know, my fellow New Yorkers, you know. It's like, bro, you fucked around, you found out. Stop your sanctuary city status. Just say it. I was wrong. Sanctuary city is not a sustainable idea. Just admit it. Like, bro, just be the bigger man and admit that you did something wrong. Like, it's not a bad thing to do. You're making yourself look stupid by just sitting there, and now you're dehumanizing the virus. But and when you should have just been like, hey, no more, you know, now you're just saying, we're still trying to give them everything they need and wash their clothes and wash it. Nobody's washing the fucking clothes for the fucking people that are from this country, bro. Eric. You ever notice these people named Eric are always a problem? Eric Adams, Eric Sorensen. We got an Eric, you know, in this district here, the Congressman Sorensen. He's a weatherman. He's done absolutely nothing for our district. It's great that Chicago's a sanctuary city, but, you know, once it starts getting overrun with migrants, which is already beginning, people are starting to protest. Liberals in Hyde Park, of all places, the People's Republic of Hyde Park, are rejecting the migrants and saying, send them to Mexico. And it's like, oh, but when, you know, the right was saying that that was going to happen, it was racist or something like that. you know, it doesn't fucking matter what race they are. We don't have the resources to support the entire world. You know, the send us your poor, your tired, your huddled masses, all that stuff. And you remember that the Statue of Liberty and that whole concept that came with it was French, right? That didn't come from somebody from America that understood what it was like to live here. Okay, the concept of the United States is embedded in the Constitution. That's what this nation is about. It's about freedom. It's about the separation of the government from your private and personal life. It's supposed to be, anyway. And where that got confused into everybody in the world, come here and we'll nanny state and take care of you. Obviously, there's a gross misunderstanding at some point. I guess it must have been back, you know, before the Ellis Island days, obviously. But people have misunderstood just because they call it the land of opportunity. The opportunity comes from the fact that there was freedom and there was space. That's what creates the opportunities. When you flood it with migrants, you have less space. So that lowers the amount of opportunities that are available. And then you start having to make all these different rules and laws, which ends up taking away some of the freedom. So it's like this whole concept of land of opportunity only worked when we had, you know, probably less than 25% people that, you know, originated from somewhere else. But everybody's here that's here now. It's not saying that, hey, we have to, you know, what are we going to do? Physically remove everybody? But we need to stop playing these games and acting like we could just let everybody in and then complain about how, oh, we don't have the resources. We're not getting any help. The problem is not that you're not getting help. It's that there is no help. The cavalry is not coming, Eric. There's no help. Help yourself and stop being a fucking sanctuary city. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about Fight Wing Nation.
Do you like American flags and doing whatever you want with your money? How about guns and ammo? Do you enjoy threatening your government officials? We're going to hang you, motherfucker. Do you want to save your nation from that gay-ass communism? Then come on down to Fightwing right-wing-ass propaganda and jerk tofu hut. We got books about capitalism, populism, dank-ass memes, offensive-ass flyers, mixtapes that your neighbors will definitely hate, and some spicy motherfucking tofu. That's right, Fightwing right-wing-ass propaganda and jerk tofu hut, located in the hood, kitty corner from your mama's house, where you need to go have her cut up that yee-ass haircut.
Fucking with nigga.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that clever advertisement. If you notice, the little ticker at the bottom of the screen there has been edited. It had some kind of old information, and now it says, want to join Fight Wing Nation? We're recruiting again. So send an email with your name, photo, location, like what city you're in or whatever, your political background, and your social media links, if you have them, to ironwall18@gmail.com. Also, if you want to be a guest, contact us at the same email. If you can't remember the email, or if it's going by too quickly on the screen, or you're drunk or really high watching this or something, get your life together. And then you can always go to the just go to fightwing.com, and at the bottom there is a little contact bubble, and you can try and contact through there, and it goes to the same email. So you can also send a file through there. Yes, you can send your photo through there. And the reason why we ask for photo, it's not that it, you know, you have to be good looking or, you know, a certain height or anything like that, or a certain style of dress. We just like to confirm that, you know, people are real people, and they're not, you know, kids, and they're not, you know, some sort of psychopath with a swastika on their face or something, you know, something like that. And yes, we will be able to tell if you stole the picture off the internet. So do send an email if you're interested in these type of politics that I talk about, that we talk about, that are on this podcast, on the website, all that good stuff. Especially if you have some useful skills, like you do something. I don't know, maybe you do art, maybe you do music, maybe you build things, maybe you make signs, maybe you print banners, any type of thing that's useful for activism, get in touch. All right, so that has been said. Another thing I wanted to talk about was the last couple days we had a couple references to, you know, some of the people who were involved in, you know, neo-Nazi stuff that's going on. And I had someone ask, well, do you feel like you're, you know, promoting these guys, right? You're giving them too much attention. No, that's stupid. Whoever tells you that when they're pointing out something bad, that you're giving it too much attention is the same type of idiot that would say that about a fucking tumor. All right, you don't just ignore things and let them grow because they're unpleasant to look at. It's not you know, a waste of your energy and stuff to talk about active neo-Nazi threats or potential issues, you know, people that, you know, may be influencing other people, things like that. You know, Adolf Hitler had said that if they had, you know, smashed his movement in its infancy, you know, then they never would have took power. But once they got out of the pubs, you know, that was it. there's no level of like, oh, well, we accept neo-Nazis to a certain level. They can exist. I accept that they exist, but I don't say that it's okay that ones who have done violence, that they're being given preferential treatment by law enforcement. No, it's not okay. I'm gonna say something about it. It's a problem, especially there is a, if you use Instagram, there's a page called Black and Jewish Unity that's trying to talk about, you know, it's mostly from a kind of like liberal viewpoint, but there's an interesting post or reel or whatever on there about a guy, Fritz Bergerman, I think I pronounced his last name right, but if I didn't, I don't care, fuck him, he's a Nazi. And first of all, I mean, the guy's name is Fritz, so we should have known there was probably something weird about him. But he's, you know, a straight up Jew-hating neo-Nazi, and they have no qualms with keeping this guy employed in the State Department. So these are the type of problems we have in our government, and this isn't like Antifa crying wolf about Proud Boys, milquetoast conservatism being the same thing as neo-Nazis or just as bad. We're talking about actual people that, you know, like Hitler. If you're on the right wing, you should be fighting against this type of bullshit. You shouldn't just be over, well, there's Antifa's trying to get us to think that there's all these neo-Nazis. I don't care if there's fucking 10 of them. The fact that they're being given any type of preferential treatment, the fact that they're able to freely travel in and out of the United States, Ukraine and back, is not okay. It's not okay. you know, once again, you know, Nazism is left wing, even though it has a couple elements of things that are considered part of the right. But everyone should understand that there is such thing as left-wing nationalism, and you know, the authoritarian center. So when we're talking about national socialists, people like Hitler, this is the center left we're talking about. And the really authoritarian part of it, meaning that, yeah, these are going to be the guys who are going to fight about it. They're going to be militant. They're not just the, you know, the libertarian socialists who like just wish that one day everybody would follow their way. No, these are the guys that are going to kill you to try and force you to be their way. So, yeah, they're the bigger fucking problem than the pink-haired feminists, okay? Just deal with it. The pink-haired feminists are just going to influence people who allow themselves to be influenced by the mainstream, which are generally very wimpy people. They're not going to do much but go with the flow. Whichever way the mainstream is going, they're going to keep with that school of fish. We're talking about neo-Nazis. We're talking about people who are dredging up some violent people who were ready to do crimes, many who have done crimes, many who are, you know, proudly misanthropic, proudly hateful, and they want to prove themselves as the most hardcore, so they're ready to do violence more than your typical social justice warrior is. They're is a violent stream of Antifa, of course. And they're a real problem as well. But to act like these neo-Nazis are not just as big a threat, equal to or greater than the Antifa issue, is foolish, liberal, and ridiculous. So there, I said it. All right, I'm going to go ahead and end stream now, but I hope everyone enjoys the rest of your day. And remember also to follow me on X Twitter, _ Natasha Devine, _. All right, good night.
Babylon to warn the nations, tell them about your love.